human of resource. It took her 4 years to accomplish her purpose, but she got rid of Dr. Fawcett by making him more than anxious to get rid of her. The Captain General, William Matthews, was a staunch friend and admirer, and espoused her cause to the extent of issuing a writ of speculative for separate maintenance. Dr. Fawcett gradually yielded to pressure, separated her property from his, and that might pass under her personal and absolute control, and settled on her some £35,000, 4 shillings annually, as a full satisfaction of her grounder and third part of the estate. Mistress Fawcett was no longer a woman of consequences, for her personal income was curtailed by great drought of 1373. And Nevis, complacent to the gallantry of the age, was scandalized at the novelty of public separation. But she was free, and she was the woman to feel that freedom of her fingertips. She could live up her life with no will in it, but her